retreat. I'm also a little bit nervous because I do have experience in many retreats, but it's the first time where I have such elderly devotees as devotees whom I'm allowed to serve. Usually I have a group of younger devotees and also outsiders. Just before coming here, in fact, I was on an island in the Mediterranean seas. We had a group of 80 people, and then on weekends, there was only one weekend, 120, and we were very, very, very it was a very deep experience for them. They were prepared for the 64 rounds day, and naturally they had to cross the desert of dry chanting, climb the mountain of peak experiences, and extract lessons for their daily practice. It was a big, big group. All the time when I was conducting that retreat, I was thinking of all of you. I was thinking, oh, now I'm going to America. And, you know, we Europeans have something with America, where we have ambivalent feelings. I will take a group of older devotees on a retreat. Many of them have great expectations in this. Many of them have heard about our Govardhan retreats. I do know that Bhaktitirtha Maharaj listened during his last days to tapes of the Govardhan retreat, which Purijam Prabhu and myself have been given now for 5 years. Many have heard about the Swami with the German accent, who will not always speak in perfect English. I was praying for many days to really give you an experience which I hope will go very, very deep in your spiritual life. Let me, at the beginning, before I sit down, explain a little bit what I personally think this retreat should be like, and then also explain that I'm very, very open to your feedback to maybe make the retreat something which is appropriate for this group. When you enter the inner space, there are always different traffic rules than when you go about in this world doing your services in our wonderful mission. You have to be a little bit flexible. So I'm very, very open to this flexibility, and I hope to get your feedback maybe tomorrow evening when we have one full day of a retreat the way we are used to do it behind us. I've made a few notes to explain a little bit the idea of a retreat. And after this, yes, we will set the mood for this day. Day I have called, in honor of His Holiness Satswarup Maharaj, the Japa Reform Day, because it was the Japa Reform notebook which was written by him, which made me aware that you can chant like this and you can chant like that. In other words, you can chant lip deep or you can chant heart deep. That book I was even reading this book in the form of a manuscript before the actual book came to Germany, something typed. So today will be that I will talk a little bit about Japa reform and do a few things with you. But before this, I would really like to make a point which is very important for me to make. See, spiritual life is concerned very much with practice, how we live our Shraddha, whereas philosophy, and that is what we mostly hear in our temples, is concerned with an analytical approach to life, sometimes an intellectual approach, sometimes philosophy can call for, does call to us that please, whatever we talk about in our philosophical classes needs to be realized by practice. It is spiritual practice which connects the philosophy of Krishna consciousness with the actual experience of Krishna consciousness. These are the two poles, philosophy or tattva, and then the experience of our Krishna conscious life. And the only bridge to bridge these two things is really practice. On a retreat, we will mostly concentrate on practice. But because I know you well in the sense that I am a Hare Krishna devotee like you, in most cases, most probably your younger brother, I do know how much focus and emphasis is placed in our movement on philosophy. So on this very first retreat which I will give to older devotees, I will also talk a lot of philosophy to make it easier for you to enter into a deepened practice. The way we conduct this retreat is I will always have a theme for the day, and then during the day I will offer workshops where we will give you tools how to realize that tool. We will, for instance, learn a little bit about japa meditation and we will meditate together. We will learn the jewel of concentration and we will learn three powerful concentration techniques which are given by Srila Prabhupada and our tradition. You will see that I will take instructions of Prabhupada and spread them out. For instance, this simple instruction, sit properly. We will have about 15 minutes where I will teach you how to sit yogically correct. you will learn such things so that you can apply them. One day, that is my favorite day, I will throw you into the cold water. We will call this day the 64 rounds day. But please don't worry. It will be your best day in your life. I'm 100% sure. I will be with you. I will help you. It's not... So yes, I will come in a moment to this. So what we will be doing during these, I believe, 4 days, is we will concentrate on our main practice, the chanting of the holy name. There will be a lot of practice, but a lot of philosophy and knowledge, which will help us to do better in our practice. And you will see, it will go very easy and very smoothly for you. But more than anything, a retreat, a Krishna conscious retreat, has to do with relationship. The relationship which all of us have to Krishna. This retreat is really a time where you can spend more time with your best friend, that is Krishna in his most merciful form, the holy name. Sambandha or relationship is the only way how you can get to know Krishna. You cannot get to know him by your intellectual philosophy, although that is very important. You cannot get to know him by your good works, by your jnana. You can only know him by sambandha, a relationship. And that practical expression of that relationship is, of course, the bhakti or devotional service. I would like to request you to think a little bit about relationship. Relationship is always a two-way road. A relationship to a friend. The friend does something to you, says something to you, performs activities with you, and he expects a response. The moment there is no response from you in a relationship, the moment there is a communication breakdown from your side, the relationship lacks the juice, the rasa, the taste. It's just like this with Krishna. Krishna has sent so many messages to us in form of the holy scriptures, in form of the soft little voice in our hearts which always speaks to us when we are ready to listen. Krishna has sent us Srila Prabhupada, and we all have done an initial response. We have joined, we have changed our life, we are fully dedicated to Krishna consciousness. On a retreat, we want to increase the response to Krishna. On the retreat, we want to go so deep in our relationship to Krishna that Krishna may be pleased to reveal out of his sweet will secrets which we need so much, taste which we need so much, confirmation of our shraddha which we need so much, spiritual strength which we need so much. A retreat is really a way where you enter into your relationship with Krishna. A retreat is a way where you correct your own communication breakdown, which always happens for a conditioned soul. A retreat is actually a way to reciprocate Krishna's kindness. A retreat is a way to know or get to know Krishna better through a relationship. And this is what we want to do. We will talk a lot on the holy name. We will also talk about techniques. But really, this retreat is all about your relationship to Krishna. You will see at times that your relationship with Krishna has adopted theoretical and not experienced features. You will feel some sadness, some grief during this retreat. You will walk through valleys in order to reach new heights, because it is about a relationship. It's something active. So this is about the retreat. Now I would like to request all of you to just tell me your names, not only me, but the whole group, your good names. And in one sentence, please express concretely why you have come here. What do you want here? By the way, sometimes the English-speaking devotees have told me, your English is very direct, almost provocative. It's not very just like this. One thing is, English is not my native language, so whatever provocation comes out of my lips is not intended, and you have to forgive me, I'm a German. Hare Krishna. The other thing is that I feel we should allow someone to provocate us, to make us think more deeply. And because I can always hide behind my non-English, my disability, my handicapped language. Therefore, you will take my sentences you will not be offended. I know, I have this experience. Everyone thinks a German who tries to speak English is very sweet. So, but so I can do this service without. Without coming too close to you, I will ask you some thought-provoking questions that belongs to me, this ability. And the other reason is, my dear devotees, I really want to say this. I don't consider myself a great chanter. Those of you who know about personalities know that I'm a little more a shy person. I'm very a little nervous, really, to be with you and to have been asked to guide you. But I do think that by Krishna's mercy, the Charanamrita of what I have to say has been poured in my cup. And I feel very confident that I can dish out some Charanamrita. My words are like ordinary water, but they have washed the holy name, and now they are Charanamrita. I'm still an unqualified pujari, but please overlook the pujari and just take the Charanamrita from me. I really feel that it's very important for me to express myself like this. I may be unqualified, but the water which you will hear is very nice water. It is Charanamrita, or spiritual water. So, having said this, and having alarmed you to my little unconventional English and my use of terms, I would like to request all of you to please say very briefly your good name and why you have come here. What do you want here? So, I think from my past experience it's good if we more or less have a sweep from this side to this side. Why? Because sometimes devotees make long pauses before they talk. So for the course of efficiency, I would like to start in this corner, and because in this corner is some heavy weight seniority, I would ask maybe to start with, I don't know if Satsvarup Maharaj is comfortable if I asked him to speak first, or would you prefer another one to speak? Thank you very, very much. I have a long list and I will try to Let me see like this. I will try to supply a frame in which you can fulfill your own expectations. This is very, very important for me to say at the outset of the retreat. This retreat will be different from what we usually expect when we go to a seminar. You really have to give into your practice whatever you can give, and you will see that Krishna responds according to your own endeavor and enthusiasm. There's this verse we all know, Yeya Tamang Prapatyante, which explains a little bit one of the natural laws of bhakti, that the Lord reveals or rewards according to one's own what one puts in. The word used is surrender. But I would like to say here, this retreat will give you a possibility to go, to get a lot when you are taking part in it. This brings me to one first point which I would like to make. Usually, our chanting of japa is done really when we are alone. Our japa is done in our own room before our when we are busy with our lives. We have to go into our own room. But here we will have opportunities to experience the strengths of many devotees chanting together. This is something unique to this retreat, which most of us who are not living in temples all the time, and who are not, if we are in temples, who are chanting sometimes for us, which we can't experience. The other unique thing is that everyone here has a focus on japa. Yes, we chant in, some of us do chant in temples with all the devotees, either out of duty, because we have to be seen there, or out of our own spontaneous desire. Very often, japa is just part of the temple program. Here, our japa is not part of a program. Our japa is part of our focus out of our life. That gives us a lot of strengths, of group strengths, really. I'm trying, find a quotation. I have found the quotation of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who describes what a Madhyam Adhikari does in relationship to the Holy Name. I suppose that all of you are tired of a Kanishtha perspective of your spiritual life, and you want to experience really Krishna on his own terms. So here's a quotation. What traditionally a devotee who wants to cultivate Krishna consciousness does: the Madhyam Adhikaris increase their chanting day and night until they chant 174 rounds a day. Hare Krishna. The chanting gives them such bliss that they cannot exist without chanting. Although when they sleep and perform other bodily functions, they cannot count their rounds, they still chant at those times without counting. So this is what usually devotees do. And there is another quotation from, this comes from Sri Chaitanya Chikshamrita, that devotees who want to increase their japa, they actually go into the congregation of other devotees. Those who want to go deeper and aspire for love, they actually need the association of other devotees. Listen to this quotation from Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita. Devotees at the stage of aspiring for prema, they want to reach some love in their heart. They perform congregational chanting of the name, and they also remember the name while counting on beads as they chant individually. So two things, the congregational chanting, being together, and also the individual chanting. Both of these chantings we will do, and we will here I want to really alert you to this, that please do take the chance of chanting together. Please do not chant in your rooms most of the time when it's japa practice. Of course, I recognize that on a retreat there are also devotees who would like to make an exception to the retreat rules, and that is 100% all right with me, 100% really. But please be so kind to come to me and discuss this with me. If I see that it is very good for you to chant also alone individually, then I will be most happy to say it. And if I feel it is nice for you to get a new perspective, and that it might be good for you to chant with the group strength, then I will also say this. But of course, I'm called in our movement one liberal person. You can do whatever you want, and I will be very happy with this. But as your facilitator, I also want to inspire you in certain, to look in certain new areas where you may not usually look, to help you to go. Okay. Now we will chant congregationally, and then I will talk on the japa reform. Is there a talented mridanga player? Badahari, maybe you, because my man knows my melody. Yeah? Mm-hmm.